Kumlana Black Gemara, we are up to Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So we had, the last thing is that the author of our Mishnah perhaps is Rebbe. The Rebbe holds that even though Zevach Hashayim to Eved, but if you don't do Tshuva, but Yom Kippur itself has the ability to Mechaper. And that's why the Mishnah is going through all the different points and say that even if you didn't do Tshuva, it's still Mechaper. But from a mitzvah sake. And if he did do Tshuva, then every day of the year is Mechaper. If he didn't do Tshuva, what's going on here? So he answers the Rebbe, who holds, and he brought this pasuk that says that there are only three Avedis that the Rebbe is Moida, you need to do Tshuva. Megal Ponim Betere Kolek Halacha, Hapoyrik Oil, and Mefe Brisa, Shal Avram Avinu. And he learns it out from the pasuk, Varavai Bozi, Karsh the Kodesh. Freddy Gemara, what did Rabbanu do with that pasuk? But Rabbanon, who don't agree, they hold that you need to do tshuva by all Avedas. Why are these three particular Avedas highlighted? So they learn, he kodesh ba'olam hazeh, ti kodesh la'olam haba. It means something else. It means that you lose even your chedlam haba. When avoyna ba, as long as you have your sin. Shimasa tshuva v'meis misa mamrekes. If you did tshuva, all other Avedas, if you didn't do tshuva, the misa is mamrek. Mashenken, these two Avedas, these three Avedas, all Avedas Misa Mamrekas. The Chiddush is that even these three Avedas, if you did Tshuva, Misa Mamrekas, because these are considered the worst Avedas. So you want to say that our Mishnah follows Rebbe? Can't be. How can you tell me that our Mishnah follows Rebbe? The very end of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Reish Nami Rabbi Yehuda. It must be the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, the author of Rabbi Yehuda, not the Rebbe. What's the Maase? The Tani Sefer, it says in the Sefer, remember the very end of the Mishnah, another Machlekes. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, Echad Yisrael, when it comes to Seir Azazel, whatever it does for Yisraelim, it does for Kainim, says Rabbi Yehuda. The only thing with their part free company is when it comes to the Seir Hanase Bechutz, which is comes to Mechaper Tumah, there the Kainim join with Aaron and his special bull. But in Seir HaMashaleh, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai argues, he said that everything that atones on Yom Kippur for the Eden, even Kuni Seir HaMashaleh, are not include Kainim are in the part. So since our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda, so obviously this follows Rabbi Yehuda as well. Echad Yisrael, Echad Koinim, Echad Koinim, Echad Man, Islei HaSvara, Rabbi Yehuda. Who is the one who holds the Svara? Rabbi Yehuda. Miklal, the Reisha, Rabbi Yehuda. Comes out, the Reisha is Rabbi Yehuda as well. And Rabbi Yehuda does not agree with the Rebbe who says that Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So how can you say, I say, what do you mean by I say? If you did Tshuva, every day is Mechaper. If you didn't do Tshuva, Yom Kippur doesn't work either. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rebbe, it's Rebbe. V'sov, look at Rabbi Yehuda. What's the big deal? It's Rebbe who says by Yom Kippur it's Mechaper, even though he didn't do Tshuva. And he holds like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to the part about the Karbonus of Yom Kippur, that everything includes Kainim except the Tumah. Omele Abaye, says Abaye, Davke Kama Mar Rebbe so like Rabbi Yehuda. Let me ask you a question. When you say Rebbe holds like Yehuda, does Rabbi Yehuda hold like Rebbe or not? Do you, Davke Kama, did you, when you said this word, you meant exactly what you said, that Rebbe Sov look at Rabbi Yehuda. Abo Rabbi Yehuda lo Sov look at Rebbe, but when it comes to Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yehuda does not agree with the Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda holds, but Yom Kippur, you need to do Tshuva. The Tzuma Shiyem is not Mechaper unless you do Tshuva. Now, like Rebbe, is that what you meant? I deal with the Rebbe Sov look at Rabbi Yehuda, then after Rabbi Yehuda Sov look at Rebbe. It works in both ways. Miu, Urcha de Milsek Tani. But not, he mentioned, why did you mention Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yehuda? The Meimah, the Talmud, Sov look at Rabbi. Because Rebbe learned by Rabbi Meir, so he learned by Rabbi Yehuda as well. Rabbi Meir is a chaver. And therefore, it's more covetic to say that Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yehuda than to say Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe. Which way is it? Omele, he said, in Davke, I meant Davke, Rebbe, Sov look at Rabbi Yehuda, but when it comes to Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yehuda, Sov look at Rebbe. How do I know that? The Tanya Megillah, Yochel, I would have thought, hey, Yom Kippur, Mechaper, Al Shavim, Va'al She'enu Shavim. I would have thought, that Yom Kippur is Mechaper, whether you do Tshuva, whether you don't do Tshuva. It says in the Brayos like this, I would have thought Yom Kippur, Mechaper, like Rebbe. Whether you did Tshuva, not the day Yom Kippur itself is Mechaper. V'dinu, when it makes sense. Hoyil v'chatez v'osher mechaper. We have a kar mechatez, kar and osher. What do? They did to mechaper and yaved whatever you did. The Yom Kippurim mechaper and Yom Kippur is mechaper. Is machatez v'osher a mechaperim el al hashavim? I would have thought just like a carbon. When does a carbon work? Only if you do tshuva concurrently or concomitantly. Av Yom Kippurim, also Yom Kippur, a mechaper el al hashavim. Now I would have thought Yom Kippur is only mechaper and those are the tshuva. No, I can argue. Malachatas ve'osham she'ein mechaprin ala mezik ha'shogeh. They're only there to be mechapri if he did something inadvertently. But if he did it by mezid, carbon doesn't work. But we all know that Yom Kippur is mechapri even on avedid by mezid. Tamerly and kippur mechapri ala mezik ha'shogeh. But Yom Kippur, on the other hand, does mechapri ala mezid. So now that Yom Kippur has a one up over Kabbanas, that's Mechaper and Amazid. Maybe Yom Kippur also has another one up that even if you don't do tshuva, it's Mechaper. Hoyul Mechaper al Amazid, Kishaygi Yechaper al Shavim, Shayna Shavim, as you would have thought. Tamalaymer, therefore it says, Ach be'osa lachodesh, and we had in Gemara Pesachim that Ach is lechalik. Ach is not in all cases, but in some of the cases. What's it coming to Mechalik? It tells you that, nope, if you don't do tshuva, Yom Kippur won't do its job. Stam Sifra, now this comes from Sifra. Who's the author of Sifra Mani? We had a few times reading Sanhedrin, another place is Rabbi Yehuda. Uka Avar, so different, this must be Rabbi Yehuda. And what does he say? Shavim in, loy shavim loy. Only if you did tshuva, you keep it mechaper. If you don't do tshuva, you keep it not mechaper. So therefore, it's clear that Rabbi Yehuda does not agree with Rabbi regarding Yom Kippur. So when I said Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yehuda, I meant Dafke Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So by Yom Kippur, he has his own opinion. But when it comes to what part of Yom Kippur is Mechaper, the Kainim, and so on and so forth, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that all Avedis are Siddur Zazel, only by Tumah are they part of the par, which we'll see later why. Says the Gemara, Rami, I'll have a question. Rami Stam Sifra, Stam Sifra. I have a question in the Sifra itself. The Tanya, so right now we just brought a Sifra which says clearly Yom Kippur is not mechaper only unless he did tshuva. It says elsewhere, Yochel, I would have thought, Lo yehei Yom Kippur mechaper, I would have thought Yom Kippur is not mechaper, Elim kain his anabah. You need three conditions. Number one is you have to fast on Yom Kippur. In other words, even though Yom Kippur is a day of kapodah, but if you don't treat it like Yom Kippur, it's not going to work. So you have to fast Yom Kippur. The Korah Mikra Kodesh, and you have to call it Mikra Kodesh. What in the world? Let me tell you in a second. And V'loy Asa B'Melachah. You're not allowed to breach the day of Yom Kippur. You have to be. You have to keep Yom Kippur B'Zav Sazayin. Then Yom Kippur does its work. Loy is Anabai, you didn't fast there. Or V'loy Korah Mikra Kodesh, you didn't call it Mikra Kodesh. Or V'Asa B'Melachah, you're Melachah. Menayin, how do you know that it's still Mechaper? Yom Kippurim Hu Mikamakam. It's mechaper in every single instance. You have a kasha. Before you said that Yom Kippur is only mechaper al hashavim. Here we see that not only is not mechaper al hashavim, even if you don't give Yom Kippur itself, it's mechaper. Let alone the guy didn't do tshuva. So the Gemara, ho Rebbe, ho Rabbi Yehuda. What's the big deal? The Stam Sifra that says that you have to do tshuva, that's Rabbi Yehuda. This one over here that seems to say you don't have to do tshuva, you don't have to keep Yom Kippur, that's a Rebbe. True, but here you have no breda. Exception. Rava says, no, I can argue that ho v'ho Rebbe. There's no stili here. They're both Rebbe. If you're mechaper. That's all Rebbe. If it's Rebbe. Umoide Rebbe bekodes yomer. Rebbe is moide. When it says that it's not mechaper, if you don't do tshuva, it's talking about that is obvious. All other avedis is mechaper. In other words, I guess. No, there's two things here. One is these like this. When do we say that Yom Kippur is mechaper on all avedis? If you don't do when you see mechaper all avedis, even if you don't do tshuva, but if you don't keep the day of Yom Kippur, then it won't be mechaper at all other avedis. So when look at Rashi, umoyda Rebbe bekodes diyema. Look at Rashi. That's three lines in the middle, wide lines. Hod the Tanya Kamais in the first brayz that says that you need to do tshuva. The ain mechaper al she ain shavin is bekodes she Yom Kippur and Kamar is talking about the kodes Yom Kippur, which is inui of fasting v'sham malacha and adung malacha. So those things it will not be mechaper. The tzumah shel yom, in other words, if you do the avedis of the day itself, Yom Kippur will not be mechaper. If you don't keep, if you don't fast, if you don't melacha, Yom Kippur will not be mechaper in that aveda. But on all other avedis, Yom Kippur will be mechaper. Avakol shad avedis 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 mechaper. In other words, when it says this is no stira. When it says in the second braisa that even though you didn't fast and didn't work, it's still Yom Kippurim, who was talking about all other avedis, but you're still going to get kaddish for eating. Exactly.
But not for exactly. But will next Yom Kippur be mechaper for this past?
No. Your kippah cannot be mechaper for the thing you did. Ain't ketegen asa senega. You can't have the day itself should be the cause of your aveda. Should be the cause of your tshuva. Because mamash ketegen asa senega. So the first brayza said that it does not do an enish avim. Yeah, but not when it comes to these things. So again, Rebbe will mechaper on all avedas except avedas that you breach on that very same day. Freddy Gemara, and I'll prove it to you. Not very much. I'll prove before we go back to what does mikra kodesh mean. Rashi says an amazing Rashi. Like koru mikra kodesh, the second middle white line. Like kiblu bebechayisu. You didn't daven. You didn't say the words leimem mekadesh yisrael v'yom kippurim. So Rashi says three things. One is he didn't fast. One is you didn't work. And the third one is you didn't daven. You say the words mekadesh kippurim. Let's ask Taisus. I don't know what's going on here. Look at Taisus quickly. Look at the mikra kodesh. Taisus. Peace be kundish. Like keep the wall of bechaisa. You didn't daven. Like mekadesh kippurim. They need it. Don't let ashkan brach beim kippurim. Have it eraisa. Where do you find that matayda? You have to say those words in davening. There's no davening at all matayda. The needle of Rabbi Tam, Kora Mikra Kodesh. You know how you call something Mikra Kodesh? That you agree with Bezin that today is the 10th day of the month. Shemaydish Bezin Kachu, and therefore how do you make it a holy day? V'shev is Melacha, but why? B'shvil Kedusha the Yom. So Tesh Naz Mechadish, there's two reasons why you don't work. One is you're lazy, and one is because it's Yom Tov. And this guy, when he worked, he did two avedas. He's not accepting that it's Yom Tov.
In other words, he's rejecting based in
exactly. And proactively, he's like this. What do you mean? If a guy doesn't work Yom Kippur, but not because it's Yom Kippur, but because he's unemployed, he's lazy. He defied Yom Kippur. I don't know how it was worse. So
what does a guy like that do? He has to stand up and make a declaration. Today I'm not working, not because
I'm today I work.
Today I'm not working because of Yom Kippur.
That's right. You're not going to Kippur. You have in Melbourne the same thing. You have in Melbourne the same thing. We have, we have
people like that.
1,800 people in Kovach will fast the Holy Kippur.
Plenty of people like that.
Yeah, plenty.
No, I know, they're not very observant of Yiddish guys. But Yom Kippur they won't eat. Yom Kippur they'll fast. Yeah, they'll go to work or they'll drive a car or they'll go to the office. They might come to shul for a few minutes in the day, but they're not going to eat Yom Kippur. They're not going
to
eat.
Just to ride the bike on the Yom Kippur itself. Special bike for Yom Kippur.
What's the special bike for Yom Kippur? To show they don't believe in it.
And then we put the bike away for next year.
I don't know. That's the special the Chag of Hanayim.
So,
there.
If you're lazy, you should work on the Kippur.
Yes.
Oh, we're just discussing
yes.
this. Or you should make a special statement.
Exactly.
Today I'm not working, not because I'm lazy, but because it's Yom Tov.
Exactly.
Okay, but today my laziness.
No, but taste makes a big hit. Wherever it says Mikra Kodesh, which means that you're accepting your Kippur or Yom Tov, you have to show the reason why I'm not working today is because it's Yom Tov. Mikra Kodesh is every Yom Tov, not only your Kippur. These words, Mikra Kodesh. Eile Ma'ad Hashem. That is every Yom Tov you have to declare. The reason why I'm not working today is because it's Yom Tov, not because I don't have a job today or my office is closed today.
It's an
amazing thing.
I've been in Yom Tov, in Kedushas Yom Tov, you find in a Tosfos in Shavuos.
And Rashi and Mechadish of Abrocha is also David Matayla.
These are not even members of the shul.
Yeah. That's true. When Rabbi Lau was here, he told me that there are over 7,000 shuls in Israel. Imagine 7,000 shuls. In Israel, not in Melbourne.
It's not enough anyway.
There's enough. People just have to go to them.
6 million people.
How many shuls do you think?
7,000 shuls, it's about 1,000 people per shul. Oh, it's too much.
Okay, let's continue. Mar. Back to your mother.
Is it about doing work or doing malocha?
Malacha means more than malacha. Yeah, but when you work, usually you're doing malachas. Okay, and also Rashi is interesting that a bracha could be mahatayla. Say, according to Rashi, saying mekadosh yisrael v'yom kippurim is mahatayla.
That's Kabbalah.
That's a three. Yeah, that's mahatayla. Where does Rashi have to get this from? It's an interesting thing. Okay, Tell you more about it. I guess maybe all of Yom Tovim you declare by making Kiddush. You can't make Kiddush on Yom Kippur. How do you make Kiddush on Yom Kippur? Maybe it's these words, Mekadosh Yisrael and Kippurim. Maybe that's a form of Kiddush.
But when you do Kiddush, those are the words you use.
Yeah, I'm saying this, so every time you make Kiddush, that's Kiddush. Maybe this is the Kiddush of Yom Kippur. Maybe that's what Rashi is saying. No, let's continue right. And I'll prove to you, says he, that even Rebbe will be murder, that Yom Kippur is not Mechapra and so on of Vedas, because otherwise, how do you ever get Kodesh? The Torah says if you eat on Yom Kippur, you get Kodesh. Because the Rebbe doesn't get Kodesh, because the moment you ate, if Yom Kippur forgave you. So how will you ever get Kodesh? The Eloi Tema Hachi Kodesh, you can put him in the Rebbe Lesley. How can you ever get Kodesh? And the Torah says, look, how can you get Kodesh if you eat on Yom Kippur? Why not? That's an ayah. Allah Malay Mishkachla good over Balayla Vamis. What happens at 98 and he died? And when did you keep him Mechapa Davka by day? The Lord also, your mom, look at Purla, he didn't have a chance to be Mechapa. That's when the Torah sang. Freddie Mora Leim, okay, so you tell me Kodas at night. But Kodas the Imam Leslie, how do you get Kodas by day? So again, by day also, that's not a Hechach. Allah Malay Mishkachla, the Ocho Umtsa Vachanke Vamis. What happened if he ate and while he was eating, he choked on it and he died? So when did he have Kapoda? You know me, the Ochel Somers Kibbutz, he ate the last second of the day. The Lahavi Shehusle Chapurule. So that's not a hech, even though I'm not arguing with your principle, just saying that the Rebbe is saying that the Yom Kippur will not be Mechapur on the Avedis of that very day because of Ein Keten as a Snege, but the hech that you have is not a hech. You want to know, it's still shaykh to have Kodesh according to the Rebbe, you ate the last second of the day. There's no chance to be Mechapur and you'll do an Aved of Kodesh. Doesn't make sense. That Huda's preamble, he says everyone is the same, and then he says, so what's the difference? So who said there's a difference? He started saying everyone's the same. Haguf Akashik, Tani, you start off saying Echad Yisrael, Echad Koyiniv, Echad Koyin Meshuach, that everyone is the same. When it comes to us, then you say Ma Ben Yisrael the Koyiniv, I'm going to be the Haguf Akashik. This is what he's saying here. When it comes to us, which is all other Beit Hakamim, Echad Yisrael, thank you. When is the difference? The part is mechaper on the koinim, v'al tumas migdash v'kedoshav. That when it comes to tumah, that's a difference. Eden have the se'ira nasa b'chutz and the se'ira nasa b'fnim, different kinds of tumas, and the koinim are part of the partial Adam. Umani Rabbi Yehudi, who is the one who says this? This is Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya, we learn, it says in the Pasuk, it says, V'chiper es mikdash ha-kodesh, you'll be mechaper for the mikdash ha-kodesh. This is the avoider of the par and the Yom Kippur, which is there to mechaper, and the tumas mikdash kodoshav. And it says in the Pasuk, what's mikdash mechaper, mikdash kodesh, is there lefnai lefnim? If the koyim became tamei while he was standing in the very inside. How the coin became tamei? Maybe another coin died right next to Mr. Rebbe's Meisa. When he walked in the Kodesh Kedoshim, he became tamei. Was standing right by the mechitza. Maybe he's. How can he become tamei in the Kodesh Kedoshim?
Yeah, if one coin stabs another one.
In the Kodesh Kedoshim.
That's
on the ramp. Yeah, in the Kodesh Kedoshim, how can he become tamei unless there's a coin standing outside the curtain and maybe holding on to him? He's an old man. I don't know. Yeah, it's a mechitza. It's a guy holding on to him, maybe. And he didn't run out straight away because he was crazy rush. He didn't want to leave so fast. As he became tamei there, or as oil may, then it says in the pasuk is mechaper also the oil may where he became tamei in the heichel. Mizbeach, the mizbeach is mechamash may the kabbonis you bring on the mizbeach. That's the ketidus. Let's say he brought the ketidus betuma. Sorry, this is be'er chapnim. Yechape, he'll forgive elu azores. Let's say he walked inside the azore and brought his tummy. Koyanim kimashmo, and it says in the pasuk, it's mechaper ala koyanim makol am hakol yechape. So we see we separate koyanim from am when it comes to yonim from tuma. Am hakol elu yisrael yechaper elu halavim. When are they all one when it comes to Shara Vedas? When it comes to Tumah, the Pasuk clearly differentiates Koinim, Am Yisrael, and Yechaper. So that when it comes to Tumah, they have different Kabbalahs. So the Koinim are with Aaron, and the rest of Eden are separately. So the last Yechaper is includes everybody, they're all together, that's the same Shalech. The last Yechaper, which is Kol Am HaKol Yechaper. So Yechaper, the last, so Kol Am HaKol Mechaper, where is it? Kol Am HaKol Mechaper Yisrael, and Adim. And the last Yechap is coming to say they're all the same when it comes to Sim Shalech. Okay. Rabbi Shimon says, no. Kishem Shedam Soya Nasa Mefnim. Just like the Soya Nasa Mefnim, only for a Kahal, not for the Koinim. Mechaper al Yisrael, Atumi Yigdoshov, Kach Dam HaPar, Mechaper al Koinim, and the Dam HaPar is Mechaper on the Koinim. Atumi Yigdoshov. Now that part they all agree. But here's the next part. Ukashem Shevidu shall see in Mishtalech, Mechaper al Yisrael, Beshar Vedas, the same Shalech Mechaper, all of the baby, as you said, Shar Vedas. The Mishnah then goes through every single one. Is the Seder Mishlech Mechaper? Kach Vidu Shapar Mechaper al Koinim Bishar Avedis. So Shimon holds that all the kapodas of that day for the Koinim, they're included with the part of Aaron HaKoin. They're not part of the Eden. It's not just a question of Tumma, it's a question of everything. So the Gemara says, and he's saying here, just like the Dama Seir, that there's mechaper on the Eden. There's no vidui said together with Dam HaSeir. So too, the Dam HaPar is mechaper on the Koinim, and no, and there's no vidui said by them. Okay, soon see. The pasuk ends of Yechaper sounds like there is something, but they all are similar, like Rabbi Yehuda says, and you're saying that the different that throughout the Yom Kippur they have different kabbalas for everything else. So he says, "My hushu, the bnei kapara." You know what the hushu is? That they all have a kapara on that day, but how the kapara works is different. And if you remember before, Rabbi Shimon says also by the carbon we brought on Sukkot and the carbon we brought on Chodesh and the carbon we brought on Kippur, even though they're different, they're the same. Because they have something that overlaps, and that's enough to be the same. So if a carbon got lost on Yom Tov, you can bring it on Chedesh. So his vart of the same doesn't have to be exactly the same like we normally learn. A B is overlaps a little bit. Same thing over here. Since they overlap, they both have a kapara on Yom Kippur. The details, how the kapara is, for Eden Simush Aleach, for the Koinim, it's a par, I don't, good enough. Each one has their own kapara. My time with Rav Shimon, what's this for Rav Shimon? It says in the pasuk, the lokach es shnei haseidim. You should take the two goats and you put them. One is the chatas, one is the sinas b'chutz, and one is the azazam. Seir hamish. We compared the seir hamishtaleach. The seir nasa b'fnim. What's seir nasa b'fnim? Maseir nasa b'fnim. Eino mechaper ala koyanim. The seir nasa b'fnim. We all agree. It does not include the koyanim. Because the koyanim, when it comes to tumah, are included in the par. Alto mi degrosh. The chsibe asher la'am. It says in the pasuk there, asher la'am. It says there.
La'am lafuke koyanim.
That's right. It says v'shachet the seir achatzas asher la'am. So clearly, when it comes to Tumah, we all agree that the people are different than the Koinim. So too, Sim Shalech is also compared. That's only limited to the and not to the Koinim. But Rabbi Yehuda Amalach, how does he know that the Koinim are included when it comes to Sim Shalech? Rabbi Yehuda Amalach, lehachi iskish. You know what it means over there in the pasuk? Look, not to compare that who them mechaperan. But rather, they should both be equal. Before you make the goydel, they should both look exactly the same, but claim the height, the dumb, and the value. They should be two equals before we choose which is Lashem, which is Lazazel. Who does so? That's what it's coming for. Man Tanner. So who's the author of the following braisel? How did Tanner Bami learn? V'shachat esi'ir achatas, yishashach lechatas, asher la'om, that's for the people, she'ein ha'koinim is chapin by the koinim, are not included in this carbon. Bamem is chaperin and the koinim, where they get included? Sorry.
With what
Adam? Yeah, with what? Where they included? The part of Shalom, they included in Adam's part. Yochel, I would have thought that also lo yis. Here it says pasuk included la'am. I mean they're excluded. I would have thought as well lo yis chapru be parashal Aaron. They shouldn't be included in Aaron's part as well, because it said by the pasuk asher loy. Kanemar asher loy. By Aaron's part it says vehikiv Aaron's achat parachat asher loy. That sounds like it's only for him privately. How did the other kohen get a share in it? So I would have thought they're not included at all. Ma'ato einlem kapara kohen no kapara nishta hen nishta hin. When it says in the pasuk Yechaper ala koinim, in the very first pasuk we brought here before, V'chippah is Mishra Koinim, it says that Yechaper ala koinim akolam. Clearly, the koinim also have a kapara. So where are they included? Yechaper ala koinim. So they're excluded from both. Which one, L'chayda, makes more sense that they should be? Obviously, they have to be included in one of them. Which one? Matzil and Kapara Bamehim is Chapri. Which one are we going to say? Mutiv she is Chapri Bepari Shel Aaron. If I have no Breda, I have to include them. One of them, they're more closely aligned with Aaron. Shari Hutim Miklali Yitzel Basic. Because even though Aaron says Loi, what do we know about his family? Aaron's immediate family is Ephesia. Then the Chapri him and his Basic. So we know that we take the word Loi and we broaden it, we expand it. So we'll expand it a bit further and include the Kainim. There's no exceptions there.
The Kohenim are his family.
No, basically it means his wife and kids. So we're expanding it. Basically means the whole Shevet. Now you need a pasuk for that. You can't just say in the middle. Stop and see in a minute. Shalahutim Miklali Eitzel Basic. If you can ask a question, you can ask me a question, as we're going to say later. You can ask me a question, but it says Mefesh the pasuk Shaloi, and basic means his own immediate family, not to go vaita and include the whole thing. So the pasuk, there's the pasuk b'chipe ba'adoy ba'ad basic. So basic maybe means his wife and kids. How do you know to include an entire shevet? How do you aimer? Base Aaron baruch Hashem. Base Alei baruch Hashem. So what do you see? Base Aaron, and it's talking about the entire shevet of Aaron. So we see the entire shevet of Aaron is included. It's called base. His family, like you just said. And Beis Halevi Baruch Hashem, Yireh Shem Baruch Hashem. Here we know that all the Kohenim are one family, because it says Beis Aaron Baruch Hashem. Man Tana, so who's the author of this braisa? So who says over here when it comes to tumas are separated? And it sounds like to me that we're not just talking about tumas, we're talking about all the everything that happens in Kippur. It cannot be Rabbi Yehuda, it can be those and everything else. They are included with the Eden in the Azazel. So Mantana, Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda, obviously Rabbi Yehuda. Could he, Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'oma, Koinim, he says Koinim, Yashlan, Kapora, Besidah, Mishtaleach. He holds Koinim are included in Seir, Mishtaleach. Therefore, this must be Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Koinim have nothing to do with the Eden. And we explain this word. Umani, Umani, Rabbi. Oh, Rabba Amar Rab Shimri. Rabba says, so who is it? Says Rabba, it's Rab Shimon. Why? Because the Amar, he holds Koinim, Einlem, Kapor, Mizim, Shaleh. So Rabba says, I'm not sure whether it's Rabba. But Rabba or Rabba say that it's obviously Rab Shimon, who holds that Koinim have no share with the Am Yisrael, so where they're included with Aaron. Says, Abai Lav Davka. I feel the tame Rabbi Yehuda. I can argue that this Bryce is Rabbi Yehuda. It sounds like from the Braisa the Kohenim have nothing to do with the Eden when it comes to the Kapodos or anything. Hachikama. Who said the Braisa is talking about Shara Vedas? Maybe the Braisa is only strictly talking about Tumah. Ma'atra, Enlam, Kapodah, Betumas, Midyudoshav. I would have thought that they're not included in any of the Kapodos when it comes to Tumah. They're not with the Eden because they're Shalom. They're not included with the Aaron because there's Loi. It says at the end of the pasuk, Yechaper, Allah Kohenim. It says in the pasuk there, Yechaper, Allah Kohenim, Matsinu, Sheyesh, Lehem, Kapodah. So clearly they have a kapara all other Vedas. Once you know that Kainim clearly have a kapara all other Vedas, true from the Seir Mishtaleach, from the Zazazel, Kach yesh la kapara betumas migdash v'kedashah. And by mehem is chaper, so how they mechaper? You have no breda. They've been knocked out. They've been they've been excluded. Say from the Eden because it says see the chata shalom. They're excluded from Aaron because it says ashaloi parcha shaloi. So where do they fit in? Mutiv. It is better. She's chaperu beparish shal Aaron. I'd rather put him into together the parshal Aaron. Shari hutim miklali etz a basic. Says ashaloi, and then the same pasuk says v'chipe b'adre by basic. His family already is included, so we include all the Eden. And he should not take part in the seir. But on inside, we don't find any hetzer. You want to argue how the Eimet says base Aaron Borchas Hashem. If you want to say, but you can ask me a question. It says base Aaron Borchas Hashem. What question you can ask me? If you're going to tell me okay, that's his immediate family, what does that do with the rest of the Kainim? So we answer Kulun Kareem Beisai. The entire family of Kainim is one big family. Shinem, it says Beis Aaron Baruch Hashem, Yideh Hashem Baruch Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here.